He stopped. "Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Can we bring our requests to God? Does God have time to listen to our small requirements, our small requests? Us as simple people, does he not have more to do with the big topics in the world and with the big requests?" Along the way to Jericho, when Jesus was walking there, the blind beggar was sitting along the side of the road. When Jesus came along, immediately that beggar, he started to shout, "Jesus, Savior, have mercy upon me." And we would expect that Jesus would go on, because there was a big crowd of people. There were many who wanted to discuss things with him, many people who wanted to ask him something, bringing their requests to him. Others wanted to see and to hear, to listen to his words. And probably there were also influential people among the crowd. For the big plans of Jesus, it would make sense that he talks to them, he spends time with them, and not listen to such a poor beggar. Can Jesus stop in such a situation when he has such big plans and so many crowds, so many other things to do? That poor beggar, nobody took care of him. But it says Jesus stopped and called him. Luke 18, verse 40. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that the man be brought to him. There is someone who calls to him. Jesus stops and takes care of him. What a wonderful promise that is for us also. We are allowed to pray. No matter who we are, no matter where we are, no matter which condition we are in, no matter how poor we are, no matter how small or big our request is, he listens to us. We can talk to him. We do not call in vain. He may not fulfill all our wishes, but he listens to each and every prayer, and he knows what is best for us, what is really good for us. Lord, we thank you that we can come to you with all our prayers, with all our requirements and requests. Thank you that you always listen to us, that you are not too busy, that we are not too small for you, that you care for each and every soul. Thank you for your love and for your mercy. Thank you that we can come to you, that we can ask you for forgiveness, that we can bring all our requests to you, that we can intercede for others, that we can ask you to talk to us. We thank you for all the possibilities that you give. Praise and glory and honor be to you forever. Amen.